Welcome to the Relational Recovery Podcast. I'm your host, Wes Thompson, joined by my co-host, Austin Hill. Today, we are talking about self-control, self-regulation, and self-sabotage. So we hope this conversation is helpful, and thanks for listening.
Hey, Wes.
Here we go.
Yep.
Good to be with you, man. So I thought we could talk about self-control today.
Oh, good.
Yesterday, I was on a call with the Soul Care guys in Rich Plass, and he was talking about self-regulation and self-sabotage, and all of it's kind of related with self-control. So I want to give Rich Plass credits. A good bit of this comes from some of his thoughts yesterday, but I've been chewing on it. It was a really, really interesting discussion. I thought it would be helpful for us to talk about this here on the podcast. But self-control is obviously something that is talked about a lot in the Bible. Self-control is important. Just in our own journey of becoming relationally healthy and wanting to interact with others well, there's a level of self-control and self-regulation that we have to do. And so again, when we talk about self-control, it's probably good to start with, like, what are we talking about? We're talking about, and I'm just stealing Rich's definition. I liked it. He says, self-control is the ability to regulate one's emotions, thoughts, and behaviors in the midst of impulses.
Emotions, thoughts, behaviors.
In the midst of impulses. In other words, you know, capacity to regulate one's emotions, thoughts, and behaviors in the midst of attention-grabbing realities. So what that means to me is self-control is the ability to, when I have something in front of me, or when I have an impulse, a desire to do something, say something, think something, whatever, self-regulation means that I have the impulse and then the action.
Yeah.
And that's typically kind of an addictive personality, like impulse action. What a self-regulated person does is there's something between those two. I can slow down enough and be aware enough that, because we all have impulses, you know, I think sometimes it's really false where people think that, like, some people that are quote unquote addicts or people that struggle with addictive personality traits that it's just, there's something flawed in them. And that's not true. We all have impulses, and some of those impulses are better and worse. The goal is that a healthy, self-regulated person, right, has the impulse, but there's something between the impulse and the behavior.
Yep. There's something that's going through it.
Yeah. We got to stop and think and actually decide, is this good for me? Is this line up with my character, with my values? Self-regulation is what happens between the impulse and the behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. There's space between the thought and the action.
There's things between the thought and the action. Exactly. I don't know. Would you say it any different way?
I think that space between those two is really what defines for me character and who we are as a real person, like our true selves, whatever that is in between. And it's our ability to be aware of it. And I think what I mean by that is, if someone is really super reactive and just like makes crazy decisions, I would say that person isn't in touch or understands who they are, because they're not wanting to let that who they are speak into their decisions. There isn't clarity around what they believe or what's right and wrong to them. And I think what happens often, because I think in a Christian context, especially guys who are in a recovery, are hearing this, like when you introduce Jesus into that, what he does is it's, you are like, you're filtering your responses in your life through that, through who Jesus is and how he affects you. So you have, and I think where we get kind of held up, and it's, we feel kind of power, you can often feel powerless or not worthy, is it's not Jesus replacing you. It's you making decisions in that relationship with Jesus. So that space between is when something happens, it's not, oh my gosh, what would it, it's like, what would Jesus do? But the reality is that you're acting. You're the one choosing to respond. You're the one doing something. It's how does this relationship with Jesus affect it?
Yeah. Yes. And I think in that, what's happening is I'm asking myself, like, do I actually want to engage in this behavior, thought, or whatever it is? Is it good for me? Is it going to lead to good things? And so when, you know, oftentimes the language that I hear, right, and the language that I've heard used is people talk about, well, I'm just an impulsive person, or I have an addictive personality. And again, what that means is it alludes to this idea of self-control, because an impulsive person, what it's saying is there's nothing between the impulse and the behavior. Impulse, I act, right? I have a craving, I do it. And obviously, depending on the substance, that's why people use the word disease to talk about a lot of addictions, because it starts to manifest like a disease because I lose my agency and my ability to choose. But many addictions start as a choice. Many addictions start as a choice where I have an impulse and I have the ability to choose to engage in that behavior or not. And the more that becomes a habit, and the more that starts to manifest like a disease, the less control that I have, the less self-control that I have over that situation. So I think that's how I kind of want to frame up what I mean when I'm talking about self-control.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Relational Recovery Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with part 2 in our conversation. We'll see you then.